24 News Radio WJPF. We're joined this morning by Illinois Community College Board Executive Director Brian Durham. He's our guest this morning. First off, Brian, morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning. Great to be here.
Is it what, Community College Week or Community College Month?
This is Adult Education Week, and Adult Education is a program that the Community College Board runs for the state. That reaches really geographically all regions of Illinois.
You know, what I find interesting is very often when you see a presidential State of the Union address, at some point he mentions community colleges and what they're going to do, how they're going to be retasked literally on a federal level to accomplish these goals. It's happened on a number of different items, whether it's employment or education, a lot of different components over the years. I think Barack Obama did it, I think, in almost all of his. I know George Bush, too. When you look back on these, community colleges maybe go underappreciated for the role they play on a community level on making sure there's kind of a baseline education and needs are met because, well, they're a little more fleet on their foot.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You know, community colleges are really a cornerstone of academic and workforce training in every community. You know, in Illinois, we have 48 community colleges down there in the Carbondale region. You've got John A. Logan, for example. I mean, they do everything from community education to providing the adult education services that, you know, we're really here about today. They do career and technical education where you might train someone to be a welder or to go into construction or be a chef, and they also provide opportunities for folks to upskill. So somebody who's in a job who might want a promotion, you know, they can go take some specific training at a community college and use those skills to help them get ahead. I mean, it's all about helping individuals in the community get a family-sustaining wage and continue to go forward on their career path.
You know, but the problem is a lot of people, and I've talked to people, a lot of people about this, there's an intimidation factor. I'm not smart enough to go back to school. I don't have enough money to go back to school. I don't have the education I need to rejoin education at that level. Now, there's a number of items in that list that I just provided I think are worthy of note. For one, very often, if you find somebody who needs some remedial help, maybe even to the point where they need a GED. This is something else that community colleges do very well.
Right, and it's a great time, actually, to think about going to the community college. And for that matter, you have another provider there at the Carbondale School District, the Rebound Program. Both provide adult education services. And right now, there is scholarship money that's available across the state to any individual who wants to finish their high school equivalency, or which is commonly known as the GED, in order to move into college or to go and take that and get a job. You know, most jobs, about 90% of jobs out there, really require a high school diploma or its equivalent. And so taking advantage of this scholarship right now, there's only an opportunity for somebody to, you know, raise their earning potential. Just to get a little more information on the scholarship, if an individual wanted to go to John A. Logan or Carbondale School District's Rebound Program and work with them, which the instruction is free to prepare for their high school equivalency or GED test, this scholarship would be able to offset as much as $80 of that test. So a test that might normally cost $120 to take would now only cost a student $40. And so it's really an awesome opportunity. And there's only a limited amount of money out there for this, so I encourage folks to look into it as soon as they can. You know, the thing is, once you start on education, once you get moving, you get this high school equivalency, it's a natural progression onto that next step. And it helps you cross that threshold so you can go on, get some kind of college certificate or a degree even, and continue to increase your earnings potential.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this, the psychological barriers once again. If you've got the skills to hold a job today, you have the skills to be a student. showing up on time, having the self-discipline to be prepared for the next day. People are intimidated by this process. And really, when you think about it, the skills you have in everyday workplace, no matter what your job is, if you've had it for any length of time at all, you reapply those. You know, but let's talk about this a minute, because we realize the potential here. And this happened to a very close family member of mine. Female, becomes pregnant at a young age, 14, goes to work to support, you know, the rest of the family and the baby, and didn't finish high school, and then realizes there's something missing about their life. And they're a great deal older than 14 when they return to go get their GED. And you just talked about it, that making that achievement is one thing. You build on that when it comes to confidence and the ability to move forward, to be able to garner more, to be able to move up. You realize these are attainable goals. They're not only for somebody who's paying $120,000 a year for college. That's not what we're talking right about here.
Right. And you know, similarly, have my own family members have been through that challenge, you know, going back, getting a GED in their 30s. And this tremendous sense of accomplishment and pride that comes from that is so important and such a motivator to help an individual think about, well, if I can accomplish this, I can certainly go on. And the nice thing about a community college is that it is not $20,000 a year. You know, it is affordable. There is aid available. So even if it might cost $1,000, there is still potential, you know, MAP funding, Pell Grant funding, other scholarship money out there or support that can help an individual get into the college and continue their education, which ultimately, you know, there's some cost, but it's an opportunity cost. It's going to lead to more earnings, a better standard of living, a family-sustaining wage, and more satisfaction in a career, and not to mention what you brought up there, that sense of accomplishment you get from finishing the high school equivalency or GED, and then going on and being on a career path and doing something that you love.
Well, it's interesting. Speaking with President John A. Logan College, Ron House, he told me recently that there are thousands of dollars annually left open when it comes to being able to get financial assistance literally every year. It's interesting because we were talking and chatting about this. Is, look, maybe you get, we have some scholarship money or grant money or whatever the case to pay for your books. And then maybe we have something for this class. It's that, you know, you got to go talk to the college about the financial assistance. The value of education has always fascinated me. Grew up on the farm largely in Saline County. And the farmer to my east, when I was working in Saline County, donated all of his land, and that is where SIC is located today. I used to eat Sunday dinner with the family, and what was once the pig feedlot where he kept pigs is now the parking lot for Southeastern Illinois College. You know, the value that we place on this, you see it. I seem to see it more in my friends who are a bit older and maybe don't have it, but they place this value on learning and growing. And I think sometimes we let that get by us. You could say, well, healthcare, welding, it could be any of a long HVAC, architecture. I've got friends of mine go to the community college because they're construction workers and they get training when it comes to resuscitation. The judicial department at John A. Logan College. I mean, you look at this, there's literally this array. When I look at the continuing education booklets, it's like a wish book for an adult.
Yeah, I mean, there are so many options that an individual can take advantage of. And the nice thing is that the way the programs are structured, you know, if you wanted to go and go into culinary arts, you know, you want to be a chef.
Yeah.
You do a few classes, you get a certificate, and you feel like you have to get, you know, you're working all along or you have to get back out in the workforce. You can do that, and then you can come back and build on that certificate, and we call it stackable credentials. So an individual still gets credit for what they've done and can continue on with that education until they ultimately get a degree or they get that two-year degree. They may decide that they want to go on to the university at that point. It's all about momentum. It's all about continuing to raise your earning power, and the community colleges are really there to provide assistance and help. So I would encourage anyone who feels that they don't understand the process to reach out directly to the college, have a consultation, you know, talk with them about what to do and how to help them meet their goals. And actually, right now, there, you know, President House is right. There is scholarship money out there. There is money left on the table. And right now, there's been a lot of extra federal money that has been infused in the higher education system that's specifically targeting students. And so students who might need internet access and feel like they can't, you know, go forward because they're having those kind of challenges can also discuss that with the college, because there is relief money based on this pandemic that all the colleges have to help students continue on with their education. So there's a lot of opportunity out there.
All right, I need some help on something. What is HISET?
I don't know. I can't tell you exactly what it stands for, but it is a high school equivalency test. Commonly, we think of high school equivalency as the GED. Not to get too technical, but a few years ago, the GED went and became a private company. And so there were a couple of other equivalency tests that emerged out of that as well. And so in Illinois, you've got two or three options that you can use for high school equivalency. But we always, you know, and I still do this because it had just been so many years. I always think of it as the GED, there are actually GED is one provider. HISET is another provider of the high school equivalency.
All right, I got it. Because, you know, we were talking about financial assistance, GED, right, in person or online, reduced from $120 to $40. The HISET computer test from $93.75 to $13, $115 for the HISET paper to $35, and then this online reduced from $141 to $61. Hey, before I let you go, if you got a chance to go back to school, community college, and you get to pick anything you wanted to do that just you thought would be fun, what's your pick?
Yeah, you have no idea how much I mulled this over, because I get, you know, I'm in this unique and great position to be able to see the many different programs that are out there, the many different things. To be honest with you, one of the things I would have always wanted to know how to do was I'd love to learn how to do welding and construction and those kind of things, because it's just never been my skill set, but it's something I'm very interested in. I encourage everybody to think about what do they want to do.
What do you want to do? It was interesting because back before COVID, I'm sitting in a location, and there's two guys a table over, and I hear them talking about their job. They're both graduates, John A. Logan College IT department, working for the local hospital. And they're also talking about how much they make now that they've got a real job. And ever since then, I've kind of thought, you know, I think I'd like IT, you know? I think I'd like that.
Yeah.
It's weird how you do it.
Absolutely. And there's so many options for people.
So all you got to do is think about it. Hey, I really want to thank my guest this morning. He's Brian Durham. He is the board executive or director for the Illinois Community College Board and our guest this morning. Brian, I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.